Setting someone up's against human rights. Woof. Anyway, I'd paid him back. I followed the horrible one back to his house and piddled all down his front door. Woof. Gaspard sighed and waddled away. Sometimes, in his heart of hearts, he wondered whether it wouldn't after all be nice to belong to someone. Not just be owned by them or chained up by them, but actually belong so that you were glad to see them and carried their slippers in your mouth and pined away when they died, etc. Laddie actually liked that kind of stuff, if you could call it liked. It was more like something built into his bones. Gaspard wondered darkly if this was true dogness and growled deep in his throat. It wasn't, if he had anything to do with it. Because true dogness wasn't about slippers and walkies and pining for people, Gaspard was sure. Dogness was about being tough and independent and mean. Yeah. Gaspard had heard that all canines could interbreed, even back to the original wolves, so that must mean that deep down inside every dog was a wolf. You could make a dog out of a wolf, but you couldn't take the wolf out of a dog. When the hard pad was acting up, and the fleas were feisty and acting full of plumptiousness, it was a comforting thought. Gaspard wondered how you went about mating with a wolf, and what happened to you when you stopped. Well, that didn't matter. What mattered was that true dogs didn't go around going mad with pleasure just because a human said something to them. Yeah. He growled at a pile of trash and dared it to disagree. Part of the pile moved, and a feline face with a defunct fish in its mouth peered out at him. He was just about to bark half-heartedly at it for tradition's sake when it spat the fish out and spoke to him.
Hello, Gaspard.
Gaspard relaxed. Oh, hello, cat. No offence meant, didn't know it was you.
I hateth fish, said the cat, but at least they don't talk back.
Another part of the trash moved and Squeak the Mouse emerged.
What are you two doing down here? Said Gaspard. I thought you said it was safer on the hill.
Not any more, said the cat. It's getting too spooky.
Gaspard frowned. Yet a cat, he said disapprovingly. You ought to be right alongside the idea of spooky.
But that doesn't extend to having golden sparks crackling off your fur and the ground shaking the whole time, and weird voices that you think must be happening in your own head, said the cat. It's becoming eldritch up there.
So we all came down, said Squeak. Mr. Thumpy and the duck are hiding out in the dunes.
Another cat dropped off the fence beside them. It was large and ginger and not blessed with Holywood intelligence. It stared at the sight of a mouse looking relaxed in the presence of a cat. Squeak nudged Cat on the paw.
Get rid of it, he said.
Cat glared at the newcomer.
Sod off, he said. Go on, beat it. Gods, this is so humiliating.
Not just for you, said Gaspard, as the new cat trotted away, shaking its head. If some of the dogs in this town see me chatting to a cat, my street cred is going to go way down.
We were reckoning, said the cat, with the occasional nervous glance towards Squeak, that maybe we ought to give in and see if...
He's trying to say that there might be a place for us in moving pictures, said Squeak. What do you think?
As a double act, said Gaspard. They nodded.
Not a chance, he said. Who's going to pay good money to see cats and mice chasing one another? They're only interested even in dogs if they just pander to humans the old time, so they certainly ain't going to want to watch a cat chase a mouse. Take it from me. I know about moving pictures.
Then it's about time your humans got it sorted out so we can go home, snapped the mouse. The boy isn't doing anything.
He's useless, said the cat.
He's in love, said Gaspard. It's very tricky.
Yes, I know how it is, said the cat sympathetically. People throwing old boots and things at you.
Old boots? Said the mouse.
That's what's always happened to me when I've been in love, said the cat wistfully.
It's different for humans, said Gaspard uncertainly. You don't get so many boots and buckets of water thrown at you. It's more flowers and arguing and stuff.
The animals looked glumly at one another.
I've watched them, said Squeak. She thinks he's an idiot.
That's all part of it, added Gaspard. They call it romance.
Cat shrugged.
Give me a boot every time. You know where you stand with a boot.
The glittering spirit of Hollywood streamed out into the world, no longer a trickle but a flood. It bubbled in the veins of people, even of animals. When the handlemen turned their handles, it was there. When the carpenters hammered their nails, they hammered for Holywood.